Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1504, 5 Ways to Manage Your Summer Vacation Expenses by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy Earth Day, everyone. What a great day to talk about summer vacations and getting out in nature. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year in 10 minutes or less. Are you loving Optimal Finance Daily? Why not share with a friend today? Invite them to join the party by sending them a link to oldpodcast.com. And while they're there, they can check out our 5 other shows on topics like personal development, health, and relationships. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Ways to Manage Your Summer Vacation Expenses by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Spring is in the air, and it's time to start thinking about summer vacations. Maybe you already have one planned. Is it already paid for? If you're like me, then you're always looking for ways to save on much-needed family fun. I must admit, my family never really does anything too crazy for summer getaways, but we are fans of Silverwood Theme Park. This usually costs us over $100 for one trip, so it's a big chunk out of our monthly budget. I've read articles that say financial stress during the summer months are just as stressful as the year-end holiday season. So I've created 5 things you can do right now to start saving for your upcoming summer plans. Number 1, declutter and sell. Springtime kicks off the start of garage sale season. This is a perfect way to get rid of your unwanted items and make a little cash doing it. My husband and I are frequent garage sale attendees, and I always love the thought of turning something old into something new for my home. We had our first garage sale last year, and we were pleasantly surprised. We walked away with a little over $400, enough for us to visit Silverwood Theme Park 4 times if we wanted. Also, garage sales are an awesome way to declutter your home. Not only will you make some money for summer fun, but you clean your house at the same time. Win-win, right? Garage sale tip. Try organizing a neighborhood family garage sale. These tend to be the most popular, so if you want more people to attend your garage sale, this is the way to do it. Plus, you get to make friends with your neighbors. Number 2, get to know your summer budget. You can't possibly have a financial goal if you don't know how much you're going to spend. Take out your calendar and start marking all planned summer events with their expected costs. These things might include summer camp expenses, amusement park entry fees, and food if applicable, pool memberships, hotel stays, gas, uniform costs, summer sport expenses. Knowing how much to save will give you more motivation, and keeping an organized summer budget will help minimize the stress. Summer budget tip. Getting away always seems nice, but consider staying close to home and take advantage of local events and attractions. This will help the summer budget by cutting back on fuel costs and hotel stays. Number 3, take advantage of midweek prices. Try to avoid the weekend crowds if you can. Prices tend to be a bit more expensive, and it's really hard to find a good deal offered during the weekend. You'll find most hotels' car rentals and amusement park costs are discounted during the normal business week. The best way to take advantage of low midweek prices is to split the cost with friends. Who says a family vacation is only for family? Midweek prices tip. Do you have children? Amusement park ticket charges are usually discounted the most during the weekdays. I've seen ride tickets cut in half, and their admission prices are usually a little more affordable during morning and late afternoon. Number 4, plan ahead and look for coupons. You'll be surprised on some of the coupons I found for Silverwood Theme Park. My husband works at Napa Auto Parts, and last year, they were offering free Silverwood Theme Park tickets to everyone who purchased $50 or more. This worked out great for my family and saved us over $100. Some of the best places to find discount coupons for summer plans include supermarkets, convenience stores, and your local coupon clipper that comes in the mail. If you already have your summer vacation planned, you'll know in advance what coupons and discounts to be on the lookout for. Coupon tip: if you're traveling away from home and need a hotel, always check the hotel's website. They usually have an internet promo code to save you up to 25% on your hotel stay. Be sure to check out local hotels. They usually have lower rates than the bigger national chains. Number 5, look for freebies and save on food. A huge food bill can kill a budget in no time. Say your family of four go on a nice vacation, which is planned for 4 nights and 5 days. Your family of four go to breakfast every morning and spend $30 each time. That is super low, by the way. By the end of your vacation, you've spent $150 just for breakfast. Multiply that number by 3 to cover lunch and dinner, and you've just spent $450 on just food. Wow. If you have to stay at a hotel, try to find one that offers free continental breakfast. This freebie can be a huge money saver. Freebie tip: don't just limit yourself to free breakfast. Be on the lookout for these types of freebies as well. Stay 2 nights and get 1 night free. Free transportation to and from the airport, restaurants, or local attractions. Check out local papers when you arrive at your destination. These have a ton of free local events to attend. When I traveled to Las Vegas, I found a ton of free stuff to do, all because I grabbed a free local paper. You just listened to the post titled 5 Ways to Manage Your Summer Vacation Expenses by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I just got back from vacation last week, and I have to tell you, I really needed that. I took a week-long trip to the Grand Canyon in Sedona and did a ton of hiking and getting out in nature. The trip was even sweeter because it was actually planned for this time last year, but needed to be canceled due to COVID. I'll admit this vacation was a bit of a splurge, but it didn't break the budget for a number of reasons. My Midwestern gentleman and I decided to not drink any alcohol in 2021, which in the past was a big expense for us. What can I say? We like to party. We also stayed away from the high-ticket touristy things, so we weren't taking a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon or paying for guided tours, etc. We spent most of our time hiking, walking around sightseeing, and letting spontaneity guide us. Since we hiked most days, the first thing we did was stop at a grocery store and stock up on simple foods for breakfast and lunch. So we only really ate out for dinners. And since we packed light so that we didn't have to pay for a checked bag, we found a laundromat to wash clothes rather than using the hotel, which would have been more expensive. Our main costs were our flights, hotel, and rental car. And because we planned for this incredible trip and our other savings goals are in good shape, we spent this money guilt-free.
I don't think being frugal is about never spending money on vacations. I think it's about getting the most value from the money you do spend. And this epic trip was definitely worth the money. And that'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday and Earth Day. Thank you for being here every day and listening, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.